Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
I'm looking forward to speaking with this next artist. She is a songbird, and her music is just, it touches generations. It's just, it's special. After Nothing But the Spirit, we will speak with Lisa Bellamy. This is Real Gospel.
Spirit,
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have gospel, jazz, and classical psalmist, song stylist, writer, motivational speaker, and teacher, Miss Lisa Bellamy. Welcome to the show, Miss Bellamy.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor and a blessing to be here.
Yes. Are you familiar with Bonita Bellamy?
I am. Bonita is my publicist. She is the author of Born to Be. She's an extraordinary woman of God, and I'm so glad to be working with her. She helps me.
So y'all related in any way?
We are not. We, you know, maybe down the road we'll start researching, but I know one thing, we share the same spirit.
Amen. Amen.
We do.
That's good. That's good. So let me ask you, what is a song stylist? I know what gospel jazz is. I know what classical psalmist is. I think I do. I know what motivational speaker is. I know what writers are. I know what speaker and teachers are. But what is a song stylist? What is that?
So I kind of want to, you know, share that. I mean, when you have studied, you know, grown up in the church and you've been exposed to gospel, and I've studied classical as well. The Lord made a way for me to go to school, conservatory of music. And so I blend all of those, you know, whatever the Lord gives to me. I put those styles, those genres into my music. So I don't, you know, kind of prescribe. It's not prescribed. It is, I believe, given to me by the Lord. But I do put the practical craft into it. So I think I, you know, I like to title it, you know, styling.
I like that. That's good. See, we learned something today. And so for the rest of us who may not be as familiar with who you are and your upbringing, and I always like to say, in case someone found Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior on yesterday, and all of this is new to them, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Wow. Well, I'm born and raised in Arlington, Virginia, but I live right now in Connecticut. But, you know, as a young 9-year-old little girl, I sang my first song, Thank God for Jesus, in Macedonia Baptist Church, nervous as I could be. But I realized halfway through the song, as my mom said on the front row, kind of telling me, okay, it's going to be all right, relax, that, you know, the Lord, I knew in that moment the Lord was using me. I felt an overwhelming kind of warm feeling coming over me as a little girl while I was singing that first song. And at the end of the song, when people started walking down the aisles and giving their life to the Lord, that was my first sort of introduction to just being used as a vessel. And, you know, shortly thereafter, I gave my life to the Lord at 9, as I realized He was doing something in me at such a young age. So that's how I came, you know, to be introduced to the Holy Spirit and His use and actually possession, honestly, of my being at such a young age. And just been walking with Him ever since. Born into a musical family, the Gray family, where we aunts and uncles got around that piano and we sang songs every time we were together. So music's always been a part of my life. And my grandfather, Reverend C.C. Gray, he was a pastor, so I would go with them to different churches and sing as a little girl. So that's all I knew and all I know today.
Wow. That is so inspiring. I mean, you're a church baby. And
yes.
you sang at like 8-9 years old, and people gave their heart to the Lord. And then after that, you know, you just sort of been following Him ever since. That's amazing. It really is. It's,
yeah, it is. It's life happens, though, I'll tell you.
Yes.
So, you know, just in all transparency, you know, this is a journey, right? So mm-hmm. I grew up in the church. I sang as a teenager in some, you know, a group called All God's Children. I went away to college, and, you know, you kind of, you know, your flesh, you learn, you mm-hmm. grow, you have some mistakes you make. And so I'm being totally transparent, as I'm going to be putting out a book called Perseverance, in that, you know, the call on your life, you know what God has called you to do. But, you know, as you learn and grow, you grow in character, you grow in life lessons. And so that happened to me as well. I got married, had some children, and I really, really came, you know, even closer to the Lord through those life lessons. And so it kind of brought me to a level of awareness now where I train, I teach other younger women about how to maneuver and how to navigate. So that's just being, you know, transparent about Amen. What the Lord has done in my life. Yeah.
And thank you for your transparency. Where did you go to college?
I went to Shenandoah Conservatory of Music. For college, that's my undergrad, my master's. I went to Quinnipiac University. I have a master's in educational leadership and management, and I have an EDD, a doctoral degree in education. And so I just recently received that terminal degree, so I'm really excited about
wow,
that.
Wow, wow. Go on, doc. Yes, yes. As my Baptist friends would say. Okay. So,
or, you know.
Yeah. So I am definitely loving the song "Nothing But the Spirit." I mean, it's amazing. Everything that you just said that God has allowed you to do with your life, with your training and your studies, I feel it in your music. I feel like I'm either at a concert or I'm at I'm at praise and worship in church. So it's a combination of both. So wow. What's the inspiration behind "Nothing But the Spirit" in this project?
Wow. You know, interesting. That song came from a very, very deep place. You know, it starts off with, you know, I've been through some changes in my life, you know, and you make decisions that, you know, you just know outright, you know, you're about to do something that is not, you know, within the line of the Word of God. And when I was much younger, those things did happen. But He quickly brought me to myself through the Word, through His hand, through His messengers. Amen. I would be in, you know, grocery stores, and women would come up to me. I didn't even know, and say, "The Lord has anointed you." I'm like, "Huh? Me?" So you know, I believe the Holy Spirit, as you know, is within us. And so it resides in us, and He's placed it in other people. So you know the Spirit by the Spirit. So it was always the Holy Spirit calling me back, right? Not that I've went out, you know, significantly, but enough trials and falls and that we all, you know, experience. But that song came from that story, my testimony. That, you know, even my family, you know, was like, "Okay, are you all right?" Mm-hmm. You know, because you know when God's hand is on you, right? But as a young woman, you don't always want or understand that calling. And I've had dreams and visions since I was the age of 9.
Wow.
Dreams, you know, that will, you know, just really perplex your mind. And as I relinquish myself, the more I, you know, said, "Yes, Lord," those dreams became more profound. And I got into ministry school and really just understood the gift, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to running from the gift. I'm just being honest. And now God has just revealed so much. And I'm so grateful and humble that "Nothing But the Spirit" can be shared right now, particularly where we are, right?
Yes.
To let people know that is nothing but the Spirit that can also help you.
Amen. I like that. Now, the title of the project is "What Will It Take," right?
Yeah.
What Will It Take? I mean, see, you're using the title of your songs and your album to pull us in, because I have a pretty good idea of what "Would It Take" probably means. sounds like an altar call to me. I'm just saying. it feels like I'm being asked to make a decision here.
Yeah, that's interesting that you should put it like that. You know, it's so vast, right? What will it take can be the moment that you decide, hey, whatever we're doing is not working. So it's really about the other side of my family, because both sides were just amazing, and they are amazing in my growing up. And it, you know, I saw my grandmother feed the hungry, raise children that weren't her own. And, you know, what will it take is about that. It's like, what will it take for us to know that we're one big family, right? And so that song is about my heritage and where my ministry of helps comes from. And so it's a ministry of helps song, really.
Wow, I like that.
That can also serve as an obstacle, right?
Because yeah, when,
yeah, because when you serve, right, people come to know yeah. the goodness and the light of the Lord, right, and then they come.
Yeah, they do.
Hey, it'll be an obstacle.
What will it take? See, at your next concert, when you get an opportunity to get back out there, that's the one you wrap up with, I guess. What will it take? You know God is speaking to you right now. Turn to your neighbor. You've got one of my favorite R&B artists on here, Tony Terry.
Oh, yes.
How do you know Tony?
Well, we went to the same high school, Duke Ellington School of the Arts.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. We did street theater together under Mike Malone. And, he's just been one of my dear friends for a very long time. And, when I wrote this song, I just said, who could really breathe life into it, from the soul? And he sings from such a deep place. And so he just came in there and just put his whole heart into this song with me. So, yeah, we've known each other for many years. I love Tony. He just had a birthday.
Well, we'll give him a shout out. Shout out, happy birthday, Tony Terry. Yes. So listen, in our closing moments, I want to make sure we give everybody an opportunity to find out more about where they can get your product, your music. When I say product, because you've got music out, you've got a book called Perseverance coming out. Just how can they reach you? How can they find you?
All right. And so there are a couple places you can. The name of my company, Inspire Music Group, it has a website, inspiremusicgroupinternational.com, where you could directly request me to come talk to you. We do that virtually now, but we absolutely, once it's safe to do so, we do youth, we speak to women, young adults. And so they can come onto our website, or they can call. We have a 1-800 number, 1-855-727-5700. And for bookings, they can just dial 101 and they can reach me that way. And we're in Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Lisa Bellamy.
Amen. And I do foresee that as people continue to get their vaccine shots and get vaccinated, and as things begin to slowly open back up, that you'll be doing live conferences, and still you'll be able to have people participate via, Zoom. Things have changed, and some things are not going to go back, but I think some new opportunities have presented themselves for us as we move forward. I do believe that. I really do.
I agree with you, and we just have to walk in what God is showing us, and really utilize the resources, whatever his will may be. We have to be ready, and you'll have to adjust, right? And then if it turns to, normalcy, then we'll have to adjust again. Just be agile and ready to minister. And I thank you so much for this opportunity. This is such a blessing.
Oh, you are so welcome. The one and only Lisa Bellamy. Please continue to support this anointed woman of God as she continues to just spread the good news of the gospel to the four corners of the earth. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel. Just in case you missed this interview, I'm going to load it to the podcast right now. All you need to do is go to realgospelwiththexman.com. That's realgospelwiththexman.com. Stay right there. You know what's up next.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.